All right, folks, welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Your daily dose of wisdom with a side of real talk, just like your favorite cup of coffee, strong, honest, and gets you going. I'm Dylan Brooks, and today we're tackling something that could feel heavier than a sack of potatoes. Forgiveness. Now, before you groan and think, oh, here we go again, trust me on this one. This ain't your grandma's Sunday sermon about turning the other cheek. We're diving deep into the real benefits of letting go of resentment and how it can actually be a superpower for living a better life. Ever felt like you were carrying around a heavy backpack filled with anger, hurt, or bitterness? You know that feeling when someone does something to you that just stings like a fresh wound that never seems to heal? We've all been there. Resentment can feel like this constant knot in your stomach, making it hard to enjoy life and genuinely connect with others. But here is the kicker. Holding onto that resentment doesn't actually benefit anyone, especially not you. Think of it like this: forgiveness isn't about condoning the wrong that was done to you. It's about releasing yourself from the chains of anger and bitterness that are ultimately hurting you more than the person who wronged you. So, what's in it for you? First off, forgiveness frees up mental energy. Think of your brain like a high-powered computer constantly processing information. When you're stewing over past hurts, your brain is tied up in that loop, replaying the same scenario over and over again. That's precious mental bandwidth that could be used for more productive things like solving problems, pursuing passions, or simply enjoying the moment. Second, forgiveness reduces stress and anxiety. I know it sounds crazy, but letting go of anger can actually have a positive impact on your physical health. Holding on to resentment triggers those fight-or-flight hormones, constantly keeping you in a state of high alert. This can lead to headaches, fatigue, digestive issues, the whole shebang. Third, forgiveness fosters compassion and empathy. Now, I'm not saying we need to become pushovers or ignore red flags. But understanding that everyone makes mistakes, even those who hurt us, can help us cultivate a more compassionate and forgiving outlook. It's like remembering that people are doing the best they can with the tools they have. Fourth, forgiveness strengthens relationships. When you forgive someone who has wronged you, it doesn't mean you forget what happened or condone their actions. It means choosing to move forward in a healthier way, building bridges instead of walls. It opens the door for genuine connection and understanding. Finally, and this is big, forgiveness allows you to live more fully in the present moment. When you're constantly dwelling on past hurts, you miss out on experiencing the beauty and joy that life has to offer right now. Forgiveness is a gift not just to others, but most importantly to yourself. It's about releasing the weight of the past and embracing the possibilities of the present. Think about a time when someone wronged you deeply. Maybe it was a friend who betrayed your trust, a family member who hurt you emotionally, or even a stranger who acted unkindly. How did that make you feel? Now imagine letting go of the anger and resentment, releasing it like a hot air balloon taking flight. What would that feel like? Lighter? More peaceful? More free? That's the power of forgiveness. It has the potential to transform your life in profound ways. But hey, I get it, forgiveness isn't always easy. It takes courage, self-awareness, and a willingness to let go. You might feel conflicted, you might even experience some guilt or shame. It's okay, these are all normal human emotions. Just remember that the first step is acknowledging those feelings and taking responsibility for them. Once you've done that, you can start working towards forgiveness. This isn't about condoning hurtful behavior or pretending it didn't happen. It's about choosing to move forward in a way that empowers you, instead of letting the past hold you back. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards forgiveness today. You might be surprised at how liberating it feels. Remember, you deserve peace and happiness. Don't let resentment stand in your way. Make sure to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little stoic edge in their life. And if you enjoyed what you heard, leave us a review. It helps others find the podcast and keeps me motivated to bring you more daily doses of wisdom. Until next time, keep it sharp, keep it grounded, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.